Many of our national parks have iconic entrances, beautiful gateways that serve as an introduction to the rest of the park inside. When Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore was created in 1970, Congress wanted a grand entrance from the south. A scenic road in Benzie County, expansive views overlooking Crystal Lake, Platte Lake, and Lake Michigan. 50 years later, few people have ever heard about the road plans, and some are wondering if it will ever get built. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanchura reports.
If you look at Benzie County on Google Maps, you'll notice a dark green strip of land between Platte Lake and Crystal Lake. It's about 5 miles long. That's where a proposed scenic road would run between U.S. Highway 31 and M-22, taking people from Beulah into Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. The land is mostly dense hardwood forest, and today, Andy Norman is walking it.
Ruggedly hilly, I would call it. And actually, this is almost a 90-degree descent here. We're going to go down, so we may want to keep our hands free.
Norman is retired from the Michigan State University Extension and lives nearby. After about 3 to 4 miles of rigorous hiking, he peaks a ridge and scans the horizon. Right in front of him is Platte Lake. Beyond that, the expansive blue waters of Lake Michigan. Then the Sleeping Bear sand dunes north of Empire. And if you squint your eyes just a bit, you can even spot the Manitou Islands.
If you walk up here in a day like today, you gotta have a good mood when you walk away. It's just gorgeous.
A quote, mood setter, is what Congress had in mind for visitors entering the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. When they established the park in 1970, plans for a scenic road here in Benzie County were written into federal law.
I think they envisioned a very grand sort of entrance.
Tom Ulrich is the deputy superintendent of the National Lakeshore.
So if you can think of the Pier Stocking Scenic Drive, for example, that's in the main body of the park and one of our most popular visitor attractions. You know, man, you get up there on that hillside and you look out over those views and you're really struck by, well, why this place is a national park.
But 50 years later, and the Benzie County Scenic Road Project is still nowhere close to being built. When the main body of Sleeping Bear Dunes was established, the Park Service could force property owners to sell. For this scenic road, though, the park can only buy it from willing sellers. That can take a really long time.
You really need to have that unbroken string of parcels all the way along the ridge, or the purpose of constructing a scenic entrance cannot be realized.
Ulrich says because the project was going so slowly, park officials actually brought the idea of the scenic road before the public in 2009. They asked if it still made sense to try to build it.
Pretty overwhelmingly, people said, yeah, that's spectacular stuff up there. That should be part of the national park. It's worthy of being part of the National Park Service.
But not everybody is in love with the idea.
I think we would all cry a lot of tears if all of a sudden we had traffic.
Pat Dennison lives with her husband Chip in Lake Township in Benzie County. They bought 38 acres of land back in 1998, some of it through the proposed corridor. Now, they knew about the road plans back then, but ultimately didn't worry too much about it being built. And they still aren't convinced it will be anytime soon. But if ever it is,
we would just have to trust that it would be done in a smart way.
Instead of a road, the Denisons say they'd be much more interested in something like a bike path or a hiking trail. Tom Ulrich says those ideas have been brought up before and remain a possibility.
I don't think it would take an act of Congress, but I would think you'd want to vet that with the legislature to make sure that that would be acceptable.
A bike trail is fine for the physically fit, but, you know, that's a small percentage of the population. And, you know, the National Park Service is here to service all, not just bikers.
Whether it's a scenic road, bike path, or both, it'll likely be decades before you can experience it for yourself. For Stateside, I'm Dan Wanchura.